Blog Talk Radio.
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Fortified. One of the first of those things is real simple.
It's the Bible, right? So I didn't grow up in the church, real strict religious way of being, but I'm an avid student of Unity Church. And my pastor, minister, teacher's name is Millage Butch. We call him Butch Mosby. Love that place because, you know, I can, like, just talk to him. And we call him Butch. We call him by his nickname. Real cool cat here in Bowie, Maryland. I just love, love, love the Unity Center of Light. And that's one of my primary sources, okay, of enlightenment and of enrichment. Okay, so this show is going to be a few to grow on. Okay, resources to grow by. I'm typing in the description right now. That's what I'm saying. Resources to grow by. Okay, so that's one of the things. I'm gonna stop saying. Okay, that's one of the things that I utilize is my spirituality, because I think that's really, really important. And I feel sorry for people who don't have that. People who don't recognize anything higher than, greater than themselves. That's a lonely, scary place to be. Now, some people say people believe in something other than ourselves, you know, because, you know, they don't know how to be mature enough to just be like an atheist. I don't believe that's true. I think that there's a something, an allness that governs and rules the world. Do I think it has a face like a human? No, it's too much bigger and greater than that. I don't believe that. I think it's a power. It's the thing that connects us all and makes everything one. It is the all in all, okay? And so that's my opinion, and that's what I plug into. Through Unity Center, I will give you the website of my church. You can go there and check it out. It's non-denominational, truly. It's just all about truth and light. Unity Center of Light could not be a better name for that place than that. It is unitycenterofliteoflight.org, O-R-G, Unity Center of Light. .org. Awesome place to be. I'm actually going to become a literal student of Unity, not just going to the church services. And I'm going to say just, because everybody knows if you go to Unity in Bowie, Maryland, you are serious about growing to another level, because it's some serious, we don't play there. We get down with the get down, and you could get real lost in that audience if you're not careful, because we have some real deep conversations. So that's where I go. That's what I do. Another resource that I have used throughout the years, I love Napoleon Hill. Everybody knows Strength and Grow Rich. But my favorite book is called Grow Rich with Peace of Mind. It's hard to say Grow Rich fast three times. Grow Rich with Peace of Mind by Napoleon Hill. Powerful book. I personally like it better than Think and Grow Rich. Okay? To me, it's simpler. It's easier to process. It's real common sense. I just like it better. It's the easier read for me. I love it. It's actually a thicker book, but it's Think and Grow Rich. Well, Think and Grow Rich is the author, Napoleon Hill, of the other book that everybody knows. But my favorite is Grow Rich with Peace of Mind. And he covers things like how to succeed in life, succeed in being yourself. To me, I guess this is more in line with the stuff that I learned at church, so. How to develop your own healthy ego, how to achieve friendship and lasting love, how to achieve the basic mental attitude that brings wealth and peace of mind, how to win the job you want and keep going upward, how to get rid of fear. Oh, and then Dale Carnegie, this is something new that I found, and I want to look it up right now because I actually didn't have it in my list, but when I said that just now, it made me remember it. It's part of my list of favorites on my YouTube stations, and it's Dale Carnegie's, let me see, my description. Dale Carnegie's how you find your favorites? It's actually Dale Carnegie's How Not to Stress and Worry. Get that. How Not to Stress, I think that's what it's called. How to Stop Worry and Start Living. And it's like in 7 or 8 parts. But it is good. And you can go onto YouTube and look up Dale Carnegie, How to Stop Worry and Start Living. How to Stop Worry and Start Living. Good, 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 good stuff. I tripped up on that one completely by accident. Someone had sent me something else, and then I saw that, and I was like, oh, man, I want to listen to that. Because, you know, we all have a tendency to be some serious worry wards. So that was pretty powerful for me. I love How to Stop Worry and start living. Okay, one of the books, the first books that, oh, not the first books, but it's a book I've had around for a long time, and it's Creating True Prosperity by Shakti, I'm normally messing with the last name, Gwain. Okay, she's been on Oprah a whole bunch of times, but it's again along those lines. See, I'm a firm believer that we absolutely, God gives us the power to create our own reality, okay? And so because God does that, we have to learn the steps and the tools to use in order to do that, not properly, but to do it more simply and more easily, okay? Because sometimes it can get confusing, especially if you're used to living a life where you just think, you know, you just sit there and God's supposed to tell you what to do, and you know, you're not responsible for anything because it's all about what God say. Well, you got to be listening, and God's sending you signals and messages and people all the time and situations to help you get to the next level. But if you don't know how to utilize that and how to stay strong while you're doing that, then you got issues, okay? Another book is The Power of Awareness by Neville Goddard. Now, to me, Neville Goddard is like a next best secret. When you look at this book, you're going to see a lot of things in this book that look just like Think and Grow Rich. But I need to tell you that I believe that this book might have been written like before then. So Neville Goddard is real powerful. I think he's originally from Jamaica. No, he's from one of the islands. And his books are serious. I mean, he has a whole list of them. Matter of fact, the first one chapter is I Am. All things, when they are admitted, are made manifest by the light. For everything that is made manifest is light. And that's Ephesians 5:13. And I love in here it says, the light is consciousness. Consciousness is one. Is one, manifesting in legions of forms or levels of consciousness. There is no one that is not all that is. For consciousness to express, and though expressed in an infinite series of levels, is not divisional. I know that sounds real sophisticated, right? But it really isn't. There's no real separation or gap in consciousness. I am cannot be divided. I always talk about, you guys always hear me talking about designating what your I am is. I am cannot be divided. I may conceive myself to be a rich man, a poor man, a beggar man, or a thief, but the center of my being remains the same. And that's what your I am is. It's the center, it's the core of your being. Regardless of the concept I hold of myself, at the center of manifestation, there is only one I am, manifesting in legions of forms or concepts of itself. And, you know, that just breaks down again. You can't be anything bigger or smaller or whatever. You are equal to the level of your consciousness. Your life reflects the level of your consciousness, and that's what this is talking about, your consciousness being your I am. Wherever you're thinking from, wherever you believe in from, that's what your life is going to reflect. So I love this book. This is just like the first page, okay? I am is a self-definition of the absolute, the foundation on which everything rests. I am is the first cause substance. I am is the self-definition of God. I love it. I love it. Okay, so this book is a seriously near and dear to my heart book. And it's called, again, The Power of Awareness, Ideas That Shape the World. And the author's name is Neville Goddard. Neville, N-E-V-I-L-L-E, Goddard, G-O-D-D-A-R-D. Okay, Neville Goddard. All right. I love Joel Osteen. I listen to my minister. I go to church. But I love Joel Osteen. He's like my interim, my in-between. I'm not getting ready to start talking about every television minister. I'm telling you who's my favorite, okay? So I love Joel Osteen. I like his energy, I like his enthusiasm, I like the way he put things across. And my mom sent me this CD set called The Power of I Am. Here it goes again. If you came in my house and looked in my bedroom, you'll see that on the wall. The Power of I Am. And this is declaring God's word and receiving God's promises. Okay? So that's another one of the things that has fortified and has taught and has nurtured me and become a mentor of sorts for me. Now I'm going to go into my books. Because on my iPad, if you saw my iPad, you would say, yo, this girl, does she read anything easy? I'll tell you about my latest and my greatest thing last, okay, that I'm reading right now that I absolutely love, 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 okay? But let me tell you what else I have in here. I love Neville Goddard, so I have a couple of different ones of his. Of course, you know, The Science of Getting Rich. Crazy about that. We're going to resume teaching that in the end of September, the beginning of October. That's by Wallace D. Wattles. and it says the science of getting rich, but I really think rich I'm going to turn into an acronym because I think it should stand for something other than just money. But look, what I am learning is that money is, I know money is energy, and money is a direct reflection, again, of your consciousness, of where you are, of what you think your self-worth is, what you believe you deserve in the world. It's a direct reflection of that. And so at some point in our lives, if you really believe that, you know that you had to get your head right in order for your money to be tight. You know what I'm saying? You really know that that's why everything was off, because your consciousness was off. Let me see. And then The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav, and that's Zukav. You heard Oprah talk about that a million gazillion gajillion times, okay? The Seat of the Soul, Gary Zukav. I haven't read that in a long time, so I probably need to check back up on that. Now, I've always had a fight. I've been in this gloved combat with food. Okay, food is my drug. Everybody's got some kind of vice. Well, for me, it's food. So when I get stressed, I want to eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I want a glazed donut. Yes, I want sugar. Okay, so, okay, I thought it was a stop from the same. Okay, I want sugar. And so I got and read a book called Women, Food, and God. And it really helps separate things for me. This lady's name is Janine Roth, and she really specializes in people who have, I'm not going to say food addictions, but who are emotional eaters like me. I'm an emotional eater. I'll stand up in a class and say, hello, my name is Lola Santa Barbara, and I am an emotional eater. Thank you very much. And sit back down, okay? Because I am definitely 100% beyond a shadow of a doubt an emotional eater. Program that I took myself through is called Life Visioning also. It is by Dr. Michael Beckwith. You can buy a kind of, I don't want to say a watered down, but a summarized version. You can buy that from Amazon for a couple of, I think it's like $30-something dollars, or you can buy the big set, which is what I went took myself through, and that one I think is like $80-something dollars or something like that. So start off with a small one. If you really love it, then you can do that one. I don't want to scare y'all, but it's really a lot of it. It's all about spirituality, but some of it is, does have to do with quantum jumping. I'm not going to say nothing else. If you know what that is, that's cool. You can roll with me on that. If you don't know what it is and it sounds scary to you, don't even think about it no more. Just forget I said it. Scratch it out your head. Don't even think about it. I'm going to tell you about some of the things that other people have referred to me as well. And I have not read this book yet, but I do have it on my iPad in my iBook, and it is The Untethered Soul, one of my besties. Pamela Bell out of Las Vegas referred me to that book, The Untethered Soul. I'm going to start reading it, but honest to goodness, I'm reading two books right now, and I think I need to focus on those two books. Really, I probably only need to focus on one of them, but I'm going to focus on just those two books. The Power of Flow, another excellent, excellent, great one. See, I know for 100% that every time I walk out the door, and I'm surrounded by, usually it's people that you know, not strangers. When I go out in the world and I meet up with strangers, I promise you, God just puts all the strangers on the planet that nurture and support my way of thinking and the way, the path that I'm trying to go in every time. I don't even meet yucky, stinky, ugly people. And when I do, I'm really good at converting them into sunshine. You know what I'm saying? I tell everybody, I bring the light. I bring the light. I was talking to this guy the other day, sidebar, and he said, because I know I'm special, I know I was born to do great things, I know that I have a significant purpose in the world at large. And he was talking about himself, and I'm not going to lie, he might end up listening to this, please don't be mad. But when he first said it, I was thinking, you're a little hung up on yourself, ain't you? And he said, I'm not trying to be arrogant. And at first I said, no, of course you're not trying to be arrogant. But then as I listened to him, and he went to do these professing that he was special, and I said to myself, after I got off the phone, I thought, good for him. So this is sidebar, like I said. So I'm starting to say those things to myself because I've never done that before. I think I must have always considered to be braggadocious. Now, I say them quietly, but I've never said to anybody, you know, I know that I'm special. I'm not an average person. I was born to do great things. I have forced to live into a huge purpose and to affect the world at large, not just a small corner of the world, but the world. I was born to have Oprah Winfrey level of success. Now, whether or not I reach for it and I move my feet and pray for it, that's something completely different. but I know I have the capacity for it. There, I said it. Thank you, friend. I'm not going to call out your name. Ah, yeah, I will. Thank you, Earl, for giving me that. I appreciate that. Took a little bit of something. And he gave me another resource. That was a resource for me. And he gave me something else, too, that I'm going to share with you in a little bit. But The Power of Flow is by Charlene Bellitz and Meg Lundstrom. Awesome. Great bunch of stories about what flow is. Flow is this. Flow is you get up and the sun is nice and you happy, and then the next thing you know, you meet somebody who has the answer to a question you've been asking yourself for 2 years. And then next thing you know, your friend called you that you've been looking for 15 years. And then the next thing you know, you hit the lottery. And then the next thing you know, somebody just buys you a new car. That's flow. That's flow to a real optimal level, but that's flow. When you just hit that track, bam. The time I remember being in the best flow, honest to goodness, is when I started doing the series on Blog Talk, The Science of Getting Rich. That first month, I only remember being in flow like that one time before, and was when I tapped into Oprah and Eckhart Tolle's New Earth series. I was in flow so much during that time that I'm telling you something. I was reading words. I was reading people's names, and then that person would call me on the phone, somebody I had never talked to before. I was saying out loud, I sure wish I had, and then it would show up. I'm still in, I guess I still really am in that kind of flow to a certain degree, because I've been posting this saying on Facebook, and I have it even on my phone, and I keep looking. Matter of fact, it's my profile picture on Facebook. And what it says is the most dangerous risk of all is the risk of spending your life not doing what you want on the bet you can buy yourself the freedom to do it later. So I kept saying that to people. When I read it, it struck a chord in me. I felt it in my gut. I felt it in my heart. I felt it in my throat, okay? I mean, it just resonated with me. And lo and behold, the last resource that I'm going to share with you guys tonight is about just that. I mean, it's a book, and the whole book is about just that. If you're my Facebook friend, then you've seen me talk about it already. Let me see what else I got. Oh, I have significantly changed my way of eating. Okay, significantly, in that I have become a bit of a organic, oh, that was a bad word I was getting ready to say after organic. I better not say that. Let me just say, and I'll say fanatic, an organic fanatic. So I don't want to eat it if it's not organic, okay? And I get on people's nerves all the time because they're like, what's the difference? It's vegetables. Why are you tripping? Because it does make a difference, because this stuff is sprayed with unbelievable insecticides. Now, you can't get away from everything, because stuff like corn, it's GMO. It ain't no more real corn. It's over. And so this is a resource that I've started using, and I'm going to be kicking this off. I used it a little bit last year, but I'm going to be kicking this off, which is called the Raw Food Detox Diet. The Raw Food, am I saying raw right? I'm not saying it to New Yorkies, am I? The raw food detox diet, and it says the 5-step plan for vibrant health and maximum weight loss. And it's by Natalia Rose, N-A-T-A-L-I-A Rose. I mean, okay, this chick makes raw look sexy. She makes raw look sexy. She makes you want to go get raw like right now, okay? So I believe I can do this raw detox. I really, really believe it. I really believe I need to, because I feel like I'm right on the verge, right on the threshold of some new, big, fantastic, awesome, unbelievable type stuff that's getting ready to happen in my life. Some, like, mind-blowing stuff that's getting ready to go down. And I think that if I get raw with the raw food detox diet, then it's just going to pop off. I think I'm going to become so connected to flow. So connected to the Almighty that all of my questions are going to be answered. Okay? One of the other things I do is meditation. Now, there are lots of different ways that I do meditation, because I'm not the best meditator, not by far. But there is, let me find it, on my email every day, I get a couple of different things. I get, where is this thing at? One thing is from Tut.com, and every day Tut.com delivers you a saying or a message from the universe. Now, I think his name is Michael Dooley, but he's from The Secret, and he's the one who has Tut, okay? So Tut, of course, I know that, Tut is a person sending me something. But I believe that all God's children are his messengers. Some of them are delivering messages that you like, and some of them are delivering messages you want to smack them for giving you, okay? But let me. One of the things I get every day is John Maxwell. John Maxwell, I get an email from him every day with a video that has a word for today, okay? Like the word for today was transparent, and then there's a video that goes along with it, okay? I gotta stop saying okay. I don't think I usually say okay this much. I don't know what's going on. Can I switch the word okay? Well, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. The other thing that comes to me is I'm just giving you the things that I find are really like they're all that in a bag of grits, bag of chips. VividLife.me, check that out. Lots of real great spiritual stuff going on VividLife.me. Mind Body Green, okay, is another site that you can go on. I mean, I'm not trying to, like, go crazy, but I just want you to know that you guys sometimes see me posting a lot of stuff on Facebook. You know, I look super motivated and super, you know, like somebody said to me, oh, you're never down. That's a lie. I get down, okay? But I shake it off because I can't stay there because nothing bright, no light comes out of that. You know what I'm saying? No light comes out of that. So I can't stay there. So I keep it moving. And these are some of the things that I use to keep it moving. I'm trying to find, there was one, I told you, tut.com. There was another really good one. I can't find it. Because and this one actually delivers a meditation to your email every day. And I use that to meditate because, like I said, I'm not the best meditator. I'm getting there. But I'm not the best meditator. So, like, one of the things that they taught, was it in there? I think it was in there that they said to me, what you should do is count, right? So it said on the inhale, you count from 1 to 10. So on the inhale, 1. And on the exhale, 1. Then on the inhale, 1, 2. Then on the exhale, 1, 2. So keep doing that till you get to 10. So that on the inhale, you're doing 1, 2, 3, and you have to do it slow, which is something I'm practicing because I be going fast. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You're not supposed to do it like that. That defeats the purpose. I think the point of it is for you to get to your 15 minutes or 30 minutes. It's got to be 15 minutes of solid meditation without thinking about any of your issues and all that kind of stuff. After you master that, you can start to face up. Like sometimes in between counting my numbers now, while I'm meditating or while I'm breathing, I'm focusing on my breathing. Because let me tell you something. When you stop to focus on your breath and how unbelievably powerful it is and how special and how blessed you are to have that breath coursing through your lungs. Sometimes when I'm laying asleep at night, I know y'all going to think I'm nuts. Well, y'all probably already think I'm nuts. But I truly start crying because I just get so happy and so excited that I know that I'm still breathing. And as I lay on my pillow, that's how I fall asleep, hearing myself inhale and exhale. And one night, it was so spiritual for me that I know I was meditating. Now, I wasn't consciously calling it that, but I'm very clear that I was absolutely 100% meditating on that night because it was the fact that I was drawing breath and releasing breath was overwhelming to me because it was life. It was like life. It was so inspiring to me. And let me tell you, when you really start digging into what it means to be living, all of these type of things will fascinate you. I can get fascinated walking down the street, looking at flowers, the trees, the sky, and where the trees and sky meet, just dazzling, just flat out flabbergasting. I just keep it real with you. It just dazzles the hell out of me, okay? And so I love all of those things because those things are of God. That's God. That's really God. It ain't the Maserati that I got on my page. No. Now, that's what God will give me. But the natural things, the plants and all that kind of stuff, that's God. You hear me? That stuff is God. So just wanted to share some of the resources. You know what? Like, I'm on Pinterest. I was never on Pinterest before, but I'm on Pinterest now. And I'm excited to be on Pinterest because I get so many good things from it. Like, people say sometimes, I hate Facebook. People always be on there talking stupidness. And they always be on there because now sounding crazy and telling all their business and all that kind of stuff. I don't fight. That's not the Facebook that I have. My Facebook is in Inspiring. Oh, here goes one. Living by Design. Okay, let me see what the website is. The website is, oh, actually, that's a LinkedIn. Believe it or not, that's a LinkedIn group. And every day I get an affirmation. I didn't see my affirmation for today, I don't think. But I know I looked at the one that was yesterday. But today the affirmation from the LinkedIn group, Living by Design, is, drum roll, it's coming up. The affirmation for today was, I embrace the imperfections of my life, just as I would embrace a wounded child, with love and understanding. I embrace the imperfections of my life just as I would embrace a wounded child with love and understanding. And so sometimes, and if you go onto that a Living by Design Law of Attraction group, she has, Cindy Miller is her name, and so she has an affirmation for every day. You can go back far. You can go real back real far. But that was the one for today, and that's LinkedIn. So you can find things in so many different places that is just phenomenal to me. You never have to be a dry well when it comes to your motivation, your spirituality. There's so many things, even the flowers, like I said. Like, I get a kick out of watching a rabbit run across the yard. I love little children. I like to look in new faces and watch people smile. So, you know, all of those things can inspire you. Now, my newest, my latest, my greatest, the other thing that my new buddy Earl gave me was this book called The Alchemist. Oh, my goodness. Matter of fact, when I get off of here, I'm going to finish reading it because I started reading it yesterday morning. I think the actual book is like 208 pages or something like that, and I'm only like 20 pages away from finishing the book. So I'm like determined to finish this book tonight because it just caught me. And what The Alchemist talks about is by Paul Coelho, C-O-E-L-H-O. I'm saying it wrong. Coelho, probably. Paul, is it Paul? I meant. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Oh, no, I missed my place. Matter of fact, I'm not even 20 pages away. I'm like 10 pages away from finishing it. Where is it? Okay, I shouldn't have done that like that. So anyway, Paul, C-O-E-L-H-O. Love this book. It shows you how everything you go through is just taking you to the next level. It talks about how you should always use your gut and your instinct and pay attention to what's happening around you because God is trying to tell you stuff all the time in reference to the. So you can go a couple of different paths, but he's always trying to give you the direct path to your dreams, the direct path to the treasure in your life. And in this book, this young boy has become really good at following the direct path. He had a dream, and that dream took him from one continent to another, okay? And so read it. I got it posted on my page, but let me look at this again. I want to be able to tell you what the name of it is. And, well, I thought it's called The Alchemist, but I want to spell his name correctly. Paul Coelho. I got it wrong. Coelho. Uh-oh. Paul Coelho is his name. C-O-E-L-H-O. Paulo Coelho is his name. Coelho. And the book is powerful. He's got a couple of other ones called The Way of the How, The Way of the Bow, and The Warrior of the Light, which is a companion manual to The Alchemist. But The Alchemist is a slamming book. Somebody needs to make a movie out of it because it would truly be a breathtaking, unbelievable. It would be kind of like Avatar-like, but not really, not like whimsical like that because it's not like that. But it's a powerful book. Speaks to me, speaks volumes to me right now. And so those are a lot of the things, definitely not everything. God knows, when if you come to my house and you see the books that's here, it's like, do you do anything else besides read? So these are the things that I incorporated into my life every day. Something, not all of these things every day, but something every day to keep me motivated, to keep me plugged in. Because the world will make you think that you are alone. It will make you think that you are off track. It will make you think that you're doing everything wrong. And if you read these books, they keep you plugged into him. God produced these books, these people to produce these books, to keep us plugged into him, to bring us back to God each and every time. So I hope you wrote down some of this stuff. I hope you take advantage of reading some of these things. I hope these things enrich your life. If you didn't get anything, email me at, I have an email address now, info at info@lolabarber.com. So info@lolabarber.com, and you will get a chance to ask me for any of these resources. If you missed it, I'll give it back to you again. I want to thank you guys for being on the line tonight. I love the fact that I get a chance to do this each and every week. I am grateful for it. To my core, I am grateful for it. I am so blessed and proud of the fact that this is something that I'm able to do, and I just want to continue to share with as many people as I can. It is my goal, it is my purpose to touch and teach as many people as what I pray to be my long life will allow me to touch. Okay? That's what I'm here for all day, every day. I wake up and go to sleep trying to figure out who I can help. Every bit of information I share with somebody. As soon as I got this book from my friend Earl, I was emailing the PDF out to everybody. Everybody had the PDF. I posted it on Facebook and all my different groups and Facebook pages because, to me, it was that powerful, and I received it as a significant message that I needed to pass on to everybody that I love. And even if I don't know you, I love you because God loves everything, and so we have the capacity to do so too. Again, this has been your girl, Liberated Lola Barber, and I tell you what, this has been Sister Think on Finding Our Way Radio, coming to Roku soon. Finding Our Way, coming to Roku soon. It's going to be so exciting. One of my shows is going to be reinvented, which is my Monday night show, and it's going to be hot to death. So if you want to be on my show, holla at a chick, I'll let you be on. You guys, thank you again for your attention, for your kindness, for your love, for your support, and for sharing. Peace and blessings. Lola Barber signing out. We're going to be on fire.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She can fly away. Oh, she got both feet on the ground and she's burning it down. Oh, she got her head in the clouds and she's not backing down. This girl is on fire. Burn your